This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rocket to the dawn!
By the way, I looked up old John Grease, a.k.a. Bureau of Land Management.
Gary. White Lotus.
Dude, that guy's career. Let me take you through it.
Okay.
That guy, starting out, he was in Helter Skelter. He was in American Graffiti. He was in The White Shadow. He was in The Jeffersons. He was in The Twilight Zone. Cagney and Lacey. Scrolling. Falcon Crest. Jake and the Fat Man. Quantum Leap. L.A. Law. He was in the music video for Alice in Chains' The Rooster.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. He was in The X-Files. He was Dylan's drug dealer in Beverly Hills 90210. He was in Chicago Hope. He was in Get Shorty with Travolta and Gene Hackman. He was in Men in Black. He was in Seinfeld. He was in ER. He was in 24. I mean, Napoleon Dynamite, Las Vegas with Nicolas Cage. Dude, that guy has been
in Lost.
And it just keeps, yeah, Lost.
Sons of Anarchy.
Taken. The guy has been
Taken
in
two.
Freaking everything. A couple of CSI. Dude, that guy, I bet you, deep down, like, has the sneakiest, like, best life you could think of.
Celebrity net worth only has him at $2 million.
That's a pretty good, and he just, I bet he works, like, a month out of the year.
But he was in All That, and he's worth $2 million?
Well, I mean, all
he's
of these.
He's, like, 70 years old.
All of these things are little tiny bit parts. You know.
It's 150 titles since 1976.
Dude, that guy has worked consistently in Hollywood, has made a living. Probably has a nice little home somewhere. He's not rich. He just has his little career there, and he's the universal. I know that guy from somewhere. He probably goes around to comic cons and signs Uncle Rico stuff. I'm guessing he probably makes a couple shekels off of that.
Well, so next year he's coming up on 50 years in Hollywood. If you start with that Helter Skelter in 76, that's only like, what, 5 projects a year or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad.
And most of those are probably, he's shooting them for a day or two. And I'm sure he makes a couple hundred grand a year when he pulls everything together and he's got a little SAG card. And I bet you that it's just been, he would be an interesting guy to talk to. Like, if we were at a Comic-Con, I would love to talk to that guy and just his career and what that's been like in Hollywood. He goes to Comic-Cons. I bet you people pay that dude like $20 to have him sign an Uncle Rico thing. Yeah. He goes to like the New York Comic-Con. Just goes around and signs those things. Probably gets, I bet you he gets $5 to $10 grand. To show up at those Comic Cons and sign his name.
Would you rather have that life? Or would you rather be like.
Mm,
Screech.
Well, Screech is dead.
Oh, yeah. Urkel. Urkel, there you go.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want to be Urkel because he doesn't. And it's the same thing with that Alfonso.
Jaleel White.
Yeah, they don't.
Alfonso Ribeiro. That's who you're thinking of.
There you go. Urkel's worth $8 million.
Is he really?
Yeah. See, Alfonso.
I'd rather be Uncle Rico.
They make you do the Carlton dance every time?
Yeah, dude, I don't want to be that guy. And you're same thing. You're not rich, but you're doing okay. You're scrapping it together. But those guys are all bitter and angry at the one role, and you're never anything else. And this guy, the Uncle Rico, the John Grease guy, that just guy goes about his life.
He's just a working actor.
He's just a working actor. Probably lives somewhere up in the Hollywood Hills somewhere in a nice little bungalow. And, you know, I'll take that life every time. And again, what is Urkel done in the last 50 years?
The interesting thing about this Grease guy, it's like the opposite of Urkel, though, because now this is the 150th thing he's been in, and it's maybe the most culturally significant thing he's ever done. Whereas yeah. Urkel probably started out that way when he was younger and never went back there again.
Yeah. This thing is, as someone says, the Grease guy probably makes mid six figures, you know, residuals, everything he's been in. Again, pieces it together with some Comic-Con money. And let's say that dude's making like $500,000, maybe $300,000-$400,000 a year. Just working a couple.
Got a nice little bungalow in L.A.
Yeah. You know, working a couple. Probably has been invited to some Playboy Mansion parties from time to time. You know, just kind of mills around. It's a great life. Bill Murray's brother's like that. Have you seen Bill Murray's brother that's in like everything that Bill Murray's ever done?
No.
Yeah. Like if you look up Bill Murray's brother, you'll be like, oh my God, that guy is in everything. He was the
Ron Howard's brother is that
Ron
way.
Ron Howard's
too?
Brother is that way? Yeah. The Bill Murray and Ron Howard's brothers have made a career off of being their brothers. Like you've seen Caddyshack, right?
Well, sure.
Lou from Caddyshack, the guy that runs the Caddyshack, that's Bill Murray's brother.
Yeah.
The Groundhog's Day, the mayor of Punxsutawney, that's Bill Murray's brother. And once you see him, you'll be like, oh my God, that guy is in 1,000 different things.
Is he any good or he's just in there because he's his brother?
No, he's pretty good now. But he only plays very, very minor bit roles. But, you know, I'm sure being Bill Murray's brother gets your foot in the door. And then he just constantly works those sorts of projects where he has these little bit roles.
Apparently, Jaleel White, Urkel, mm-hmm. is now hosting a show called Flipside, which is a game show.
Yeah, nice. Well.
And he's the host of it.
Game show hosting doesn't seem that bad, though. That's another thing. You get to go and shoot for like a week or two, and then you're done for the year.
Yeah, Ribeiro's doing that, too.
Yeah, I think he does like American, what is the funniest home videos type stuff?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That is, I think he, yeah. Now that you say it, I feel like I flipped through at some point and seen him. I was
Look up Brian Doyle Murray, by the way. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, he's Shirley. He's Frank Shirley, the boss.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Now he's kind of old and, you know, it doesn't look so good, but you'll recognize him from a million different things.
Well, right now I'm trying to find out who the host of America's Funniest Home Videos is.
R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was Carlton, I think, was doing that for a while.
Well, that's Alfonso Rivera.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to confirm here. Harder than I thought.
And some of those hosts, if you can get like one of those stupid like America's Got Talent, that stuff pays big money. To be one of the hosts on those things, who is it? Nick Cannon is worth a gajillion dollars off of doing crap like that. Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, Alfonso Ribeiro is still the host of America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah.
And it's not home videos now, it's just videos.
Just videos. See, and I wouldn't want to be a joke. I mean, I know that's still probably a pretty good life, but I don't want to be a running joke. I'd rather be the working character actor.
Well, you would, all things equal, but what if I gave you, you know, $30 million?
Well, then you'd be the
versus,
joke.
Versus John's $2 million.
Yeah. Then you're the joke. You know, you can make fun of me all you want.
Do you watch Ghost Adventures?
No.
Does anybody watch Ghost Adventures here?
I do not.
No, is that a series where, let me guess, they don't find ghosts?
I don't know, because I don't watch it.
It's the same thing like Finding Bigfoot. I got a tip for you. They don't find him.
But I've got a murder for hire plot.
From Ghost Adventures?
Yes. Hmm. And I don't understand it because I think the woman just wants to divorce him. Just divorce him.
Well, let's talk about it.
She's trying to kill him.
Oh, she's trying to kill him?
Yes.
Oh. I always thought it was the other way around.
No, no.
They go on a cruise. Well, it's mostly the guy doing the killing.
Not in this instance.
Look, if you give me a marriage, you say someone's trying to kill the other one. It's the man trying to kill the wife.
Whatever happened to Tom Bergeron? He's worth $12
million. Yeah, he was probably all from the... he did Dancing with the Stars, and I think he did America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, kind of milquetoast.
Yeah.
Just congenial.
But made a lot of money.
Would you rather have Tom Bergeron's career or Gary from White Lotus?
Yeah, there's enough money there. I'll be Tom Bergeron.
All right.
Yeah. That's about my line right there. Give me Tom.
12?
Yeah.
All right. Murder for Hire plot. Next. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.